אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're reading in the study of the 10 ספירות, volume 1, part 1. We're studying the table of questions for the meaning of the words. You can find this in kabbalah.info. You could send questions during the lesson through our site.
Yeah, so we're going to read every question and the answers. Whatever we don't understand, we'll scrutinize. So, please.
Again, the study of Ten Sefirot, volume 1, part 1. We are reading the table of questions for the meaning of the words. The first question is, what is Or? The answer, Or, everything in the Olamot, in the worlds, that exists as existence from existence, which is everything but the substance of the Kilim.
Meaning there's a substance of the kelim, the vessels, which is the vessel, the will to receive, and what is accepted in the will to receive is the light. So whoever has a serious question about it, so he raises his hand and not just for nothing. Yes.
I heard two lessons ago that there is the matter of the kli in the light, that there is a coarseness.
There is such a term of aviut in the light. It's that same aviut that the light brings to the vessel when it shines. What?
Because it seemingly is kind of like contradicted to the definition here.
It's not contradicting. If the light shines on you, you discover how much you're opposite from it. Because we only attain one thing and it through the opposite of it.
Can we go over the definition?
Everything in the olamot, the worlds, that exists as existence from existence, which is everything but the substance of the kelim.
Okay, so what's the substance of the kelim?
The will to receive.
There's no will to receive in the light at all?
No, but in the light there's coarseness and the will to receive. It's not in the light itself, but it brings it with it.
That's how the light is perceived by the kli.
Yeah.
It's not the light itself.
When you turn on the light, you see the dirt in the room, right? So the light brings you the dirt. Yeah.
Question number two. What are Or and Kli? The answer, the will to receive in the Netzal, the emanated, is called Kli. And the abundance that he receives, Shefa, that he receives, is called Or.
Okay, let's go.
The third question, what is Or Agol, round light? An Or that makes no discernment of degrees.
We can speak a lot about every definition here, but we see he just gives us simple, basic discernments. Yes.
Four, what is Or Pashut? Or Pashut is a light that includes inside it the Kli until you can't discriminate between the light and the Kli.
This isn't a simple definition. The Or that is mingled with the Kli to the point of indiscriminating the Or from the Kli. Keep going.
Five, what is the light of Chokhmah? Or Chokhmah is an Or that is extended from to the emanated in the first Itpashtut, being the general substance and Atzmut of the Netzal.
We have the Itpashtut from Keter to Chokhmah, and that light is called Chokhmah.
Six, what is the light of Chassadim? The light of Chassamim is a light that clothes the light of Chokhmah and extends to the emanated with the first overcoming.
So it's already a response, a reaction from the created being. The light that expands upon it feels as chassadim, as a mercy. Meaning the light doesn't have chokhmah and chassadim in it, but towards the will to receive, it is felt as Chokhmah, and by overcoming from the will to receive, that is felt as Chasadim. Meaning the type of the desire is what determines, and not the light itself that there's any change, but the light. You see the way he says it. O Pashut, simple light. Then O Chokhmah, then O Chasadim. Meaning the light, oh, it's light. It's the abundance that comes from the emanator. In according to the vessel it exists in, so we see the light in the Kli of Chokhmah is Chokhmah. The light that is in Kli of Bina is the light of Chasadim. But itself, he can't speak about it on its own, because it only discovers what the Kli feels. Understood?
What's the difference between the light of Chokhmah and the light of Chasadim and Pchina Aleph and Pchina Bet that we talk about?
He told you that in Pchina Aleph there's the will to receive, and Bet there's the will to bestow or overcoming. That's why the first discernment from the O Pashut turns it into O Chokhmah, and Pchina Bet makes it as O Chasadim. This is what we went through just now. Keep going. Москва.
По первому определению, все, что чувствует Кли, это свет. Но Кли же чувствует и само желание получать. В чем отличие?
There's no translator?
Чувствует ли Кли само желание или только свет? Если да, то в чем отличие?
Does the Kli feel the desire or also the light? And what's the difference?
The vessel feels its own desire and the way it's inspired, that is called light. There's two things in the vessel. Yeah. The desire and what the desire receives, what it enjoys, what it fills it. Keep going.
Question 7. What is empty air? Avirakani. Avirakani, empty air, is the light of Chasadim prior to clothing in Or Chokhmah.
Try and listen in a more precise way. Simple light, formless light, all of Chokhmah, all of light of mercy, empty air, all these things, try and understand them in the way the vessel changes. Every time cascades down and changes, and then the light in it, which is the simple, formless light from all discernments, how the light in it receives the form of the Kli. The light doesn't have any form. And at all, there's no light without a vessel. Keep going.
Question 8. What is afterwards? Afterwards, meaning that which stems from its previous prina.
Everything we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah is a cause and effect from the Creator, which is the first cause. And that's why we study it in the way of cause and effect. Yes. Afterwards, it's the effect.
Question 9. What is middle? See item 39.
I'll keep going.
Question 10. What is one? One, the upper light, Or Elyon, that expands from his Atzmut, his essence, is one and as simple as his essence. This is in Ein Sof, so it is in the world of Asiyah without any change in the addition of form whatsoever, and that is why it is called one.
That's what we say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that there's no change in all degrees, all the worlds, anything. Also in the Klipot, which he gives them life, also in sanctity, everything is one, the same thing. The vessels are what distinguish or define the light in according to their own qualities, to the extent of their equivalence or disparity of form. Clear? Keep going.
11. What is Creator? The name Creator relates solely to the actual innovation, meaning the existence from absence, which is the substance of the Kelim, defined as the will to receive in every essence. It was necessarily absent from his Atzmut prior to creation.
Read it again, please.
Bore, Creator. The name Creator relates solely to the actual chidush, innovation, meaning the existence from absence, which is the substance of the kilim, defined as the will to receive in every essence. It was necessarily absent from his atzmut prior to creation.
Questions? Yeah.
What is defined, united around this innovation?
All the innovations in the created being, we ascribe to the Creator, that it came from Him. But without those innovations, without the phenomena in the created being, so we call the Upper One Atzmuto.
What is to unite, to unite into an innovation?
That he determines the innovation, that every difference in the creature, so the cause of it is the Creator. Keep going.
12. What is dvekut, adhesion? Dvekut is equivalence of form, which brings the spirituals together and attaches them to one another, while disparity of form departs them from one another.
It's two terms, two definitions. Dvekut and separation, closeness and distance, it's all according to the equivalence or disparity of form between one another. The form or disparity of form in spirituality, we're only speaking about intentions on what they do above their own nature. Because according to their nature, obviously each one is different from the other. But as much as each one, even though they're different, above himself he does. He resembles a higher degree, the Creator. So then, according to that result, we speak about closeness or distance, or adhesion or disconnection, okay? According to the intentions, according to what he attained. Not according to nature. Obviously, according to nature, everybody is completely different than the other.
Is Creator also according to the intentions?
I don't know. I'm going according to this definition.
No, because he writes here the substance of the Kelim.
The will to receive.
So the Creator is the will to receive?
Where do you see it?
Here it's written. The name of the Creator only unites on the innovation of existence from absence, which is the matter of the Kelim alone, which is defined as the will to receive. So what is that saying?
That the root for the will to receive is the Creator.
So he's the will to receive?
The root, the source of the will to receive is called Creator. The root, the source, the cause.
What's the root of the will to receive?
The cause. The will to receive is called the matter, the material of creation. It is opposite of the Creator. The Creator created it. So he wants to emphasize, in other words, that the Creator we just relate to as the cause for the will to receive. And towards the will to receive, we discover it and measure it. That's it. Now, again, dvekut, adhesion, or separation, closeness or distance is only measured by the kavanah, the intention, not the material itself. There could be a light and vessel that are completely opposite from one another, but the vessel can take the form of the light upon itself with its intention to bestow, and then there will be adhesion between them. Specifically, the adhesion, we're speaking about equivalence of form, external equivalence of form between the two that are completely different in their nature. Yes, please.
13. What is equivalence? Equivalence, when there is no discernment whatsoever among the four prinot of the will to receive, it is said that they are even and equal.
Again,
equivalence. When there's no discernment whatsoever among the four prinot of the will to receive, it is said that they are even and equal.
What does that mean, that there's no distance? So are there 4 degrees? So how could it be that there is no other discernment between them? So again, in Kabbalah, we don't relate to the will to receive itself, because it could be in all forms, big, small, right, left. We only relate to its intention, how it is used. That is what's important. So we don't measure a person's desire, the phenomena, in anything. The way it is itself, but only towards the goal. Itpashtut, expansion.
14. Expansion, itpashtut, light that stems from the emanator to the emanated, is called hitpashtut of light. In fact, the upper light is not affected in any way by that. It is like lighting one candle from another when the first is not lessened by it. But the name only indicates the reception of the emanated.
Meaning, the expansion is that when the light goes from one degree to the next.
15. Zach, pure. Prina Aleph, in the will to receive, is regarded as more pure Zaka than the three Prinot that follow her.
That's clear, because the upper light working on the will to receive develops it, and the will to receive becomes more and more, well, different from the light that is developing and filling it. That's why Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4, those discernments are separated from one another, according to the desire that grows in the light in every discernment.
16. Time. It is a certain sum of prinot that hang down from one another and are intermingled with one another by an order of cause and consequence, such as days, months, and years.
What can I add here? A certain sum of prinot, discernments. Not time, not minutes, not hours. It's discernments that hang down from one another and are mingled with one another by an order of cause and consequence. So what do we get from this? Just cause and consequence. So that's why we say that it's time. But not that time like in our world. It is supposedly exists without the cascading of the discernments. There could be a lot of actions taking place in a certain measure of time, and less. In spirituality, no. Spirituality, there's an... The action is called a unit of time. Every action, that's how it's called. Meaning that there's an action, a second is passed. 10 actions, 10 seconds. Not according to this corporeal time that rolls around on its own. Yes.
Maybe we could read 33 and 34 again in his Taklut Pnimit. We ran out of them. He defines their time and movement, and now with your explanation, we'll understand it in a more correct way.
Okay, let's see. Okay.
We're reading in chapter 9, letter 3. Spiritual movement means innovation of disparity of form.
So if there's no innovation of form, there's no motion. Let's say a car moves from one place to the other in corporeality. So in spirituality, it didn't move because there's no difference in the car itself. Clear? There's no innovation of form, so there's no motion. Same thing with time. There could be days and nights going by, doesn't matter. If there's no differences, changes, there's no time. Also towards the form, the motion, and the time. Keep going. Oh, let's read it.
Item 33. It remains to clarify the matter of time and motion, which we stumble upon almost in every word in this wisdom. You should know that spiritual movement is not as tangible as movement from place to place. But the meaning is the innovation of form. For every innovation of form, we call motion. Because that innovation, meaning the change in form that has innovated in spiritual, is different than the prior form that it was in that spiritual. Hence, it's discerned as divided and distant from that spiritual one. And it came out of the control towards herself. And by that, she is completely similar to corporeal essence in which some part differentiated from her, and it moves and shakes from place to place. Hence, it is considered an innovation of form in the name motion.
Clear, right? Okay, let's keep going. Darkness.
Darkness, item 17, darkness. Pchina dalet in the desire, which does not receive the upper light inside her by the power of restriction, is regarded as shorish of the darkness, the root of darkness.
Again.
Darkness, the fourth discernment of the desire, which does not receive the upper light inside her by the power of the tzimtzum, is regarded as the root of the darkness.
So here's the question. Is the force of the tzimtzum the root of the darkness? No. The tzimtzum in Bchina Dalet is the root for the darkness. Afterwards, we'll scrutinize these intricacies.
18. Chochmah. It is the light of the atzmut of the sustenance of the emanated.
That's how it was set up by the Creator, that what is received in the will to receive, that light, that force is called the light of Chokhmah, and it is the essence of the created being. He must have it in order to exist. What does that mean? That everywhere, no matter where, we have a creation, which is the will to receive. This creation must get a fulfillment called the light of Chokhmah. They say, no, in Bina there's only Chasadim. Bina is full of Chokhmah, full of it. And upon it specifically, it develops the Chasadim. Meaning without the light of Chokhmah, there's no created being, no creation, nothing that can exist. Keep going.
Item 19, Chalal, a void or space. Pchina dalet of the desire that became empty of light is regarded as darkness compared to the light. With respect to the Kli, she is regarded as a Chalal, a space, because Pchina dalet was not deprived from the emanator in its essence by the restriction, but there is an empty air in it without light. Again, chalal, void, space, the fourth prina of the desire that became empty of light is regarded as darkness compared to the light. With respect to the Kli, she is regarded as Halal, space, where because she, behind Bechina Dalet, was not deprived from the emanator and the Atzmut of, by the restriction, but there is an empty light in it without light.
Bechina Dalet meaning now it can be the source of the darkness, the source of the dark light, the black light. Keep going.
20. Before and after. When speaking of relations of cause and consequence in the, of the emanated, we express the cause by the term before and the consequence of that consequence by the term after. Again, before and after, when we speak of relationship of cause and consequence of the emanated, we express the cause by the term before and the consequence of that consequence by the term after. I'm sorry that I'm jumping back, but about the halal, the void space. How can it be a kli without light? How can it even be a kli? What remains? Meaning a kli empties the light, what makes it remain a kli at all?
Correct. Without the light, there can be that the matter exists. So what should we say then? What does it mean, a light without a vessel, or a vessel without a light? Meaning that the vessel feels that there is no pleasure sustaining it, and it determines that it is as a vacant space, as empty, with no light. But who determines that? The vessel. In what state is he in? With no light. How does it live? Because it has light, but it determines it doesn't. Meaning the essence of life, to, in order to determine that it has no light. That's how it is. The, if there's no light in the will to receive, the will to receive doesn't exist. That's why, that's how we have to see it. Chanoch, what did you want? About the difference between darkness and space. It says that darkness is the...
Darkness is filling. This, the void is the kli.
But he uses darkness as doesn't receive in itself. That is like a rejection, what yes. I understand. A masach.
Wait, which definition?
Darkness, 17.
Yes. Bechina Dalet, in the desire that does not receive the upper light into her by the power of the Tzimtzum, is regarded as the root of the darkness. Yes?
And the space is that the light was there and exited. Those are the differences in the states.
Bechina Dalet of the desire that became empty of the all is regarded as darkness compared to the light. And with respect to the Kli, she is regarded as Halal, space. Well,
so the difference between them is that the darkness...
Darkness is a state as far as the fulfillment. The space, the void, is as far as the Kli is concerned, the desire.
And it's the same actions or it's two different actions?
Both this and that can't... be connected to each other. They can be completely disassociated from one another. Because a void, a space, is not darkness. A void is, let's say, after restriction, where the Kli remains a void. A space. So there's a void and there's empty air there. It's a space that is ready to receive changes.
Is there a reshimo in that void?
Don't go into all that. The reshimo. Here he's talking in such a in a very general way. You see these definitions about such big things, and he gives like one line about it. Next. Before and after? We did that already? Well, next.
21. Unique and unified. Unique indicates the upper light that shines and rules all the various degrees in their different forms to the extent that it makes them equalize with his unique form. Unified indicates the end of that rule, meaning after he had already equalized and brought their form to be as unique as he is.
Meaning there's bestowal and it divides to unique and unified. The unique that operates in all those, but he's called unique because he has an intention, he has a goal, and when he reaches that goal, he's called unique, unified.
22. Unification. Two different b'chinot discernments that have equalized with one another into one form.
Again, of course, it's not for one b'china. These are different forms in their foundation. There cannot be as one really, according to the nature, according to the kli, but according to the corrections that each has done, they completely become one in their external expression. That's why it's called one. That's why they unify. In the next moment, it could be that they're once again be separated and distance, and to be even haters to each other. And then once again to do corrections, get closer, and even connect. What trance?
Sorry, Rav, but if I'm in darkness, so I feel empty, why is darkness fulfillment?
Where do you see it written as it being fulfillment?
I heard that
darkness is not fulfillment, but there's darkness and there's emptiness. And there's the departure of the light. There's all kinds of discernments. Here he's giving you, once again I'm saying, very kind of narrow definitions of them. Darkness, what is darkness? Compared to the light that was before, the current state is called darkness.
If there's no light in the vessel, so it's darkness.
If there isn't that light that I want, it's called darkness.
It's not fulfilled.
I don't determine it as being fulfillment. Well,
I heard in Hebrew that darkness is fulfillment.
I don't want to get into all kinds of such things. Sometimes a kli prefers to be in darkness. Yes? Because for it, it's fulfillment. Well, to get into those explanations, what is fulfillment? What is a filling? It's that which I want to receive, that which fills me, according to my degree. If I, let's say, am in a state in which I prefer to be empty and in darkness relative to the will to receive, then that darkness that I'm in right now, is it fulfillment or not? It's filling, you see? So let's be a little more flexible. I feel a little pressure here in... And these definitions are very, we're in unification, right? Right and left.
23, right and left. Sometimes an inferior degree ascends to an equal level with the superior, when the superior needs her for her own completion. In that state, the inferior is regarded as the left and the superior as the right.
You see, it's like we didn't talk about right and left. What is he putting this in? It belongs to maybe part two, part three. So, sometimes the inferior degree ascends to an equal level with the superior, to it, when the superior needs her for her own completion. In that state, the inferior is regarded as which complements the upper left and the superior as the right. Meaning it's not that they're moving all the degrees like that, like in a register where they're all moving, but rather one complements the other, right to left, right to left, left to right. That's how the kelim and the desires are filled.
24, the maker. The title maker relates specifically to the pouring of the light into the olamot, the world, which means everything but the substance of the vessels.
The maker relates specifically to the pouring of the light onto the worlds, which means everything but the substance of the kelim. What other reality is there other than the substance of the kelim? Corrections. He makes the light and creates darkness. Create the light, makes the light, and creates the darkness. We'll see later.
25, kli. The will to receive in the netzal is the kli.
Yes, also, you see such a short definition of what a kli is. The will to receive. It depends which will to receive later, he says, with the intention in order to bestow. So specifically, the ochozer is the kli. But for the time being, that's how he says it.
26, above. Ishtavu tzua of the inferior with the superior is rise above.
That's nice. The equivalence of form of the inferior with the superior to it is called equivalence of form or ascent, rising above.
27, ma'atzil, emanator. Any cause is regarded as the emanator of the affected degree. The title ma'atzil contains both the hamshacha, the expansion of the light, and the vessel that receives the light. Again, emanator. Any cause is regarded as the emanator of the affected degree. The title emanator contains both the expansion of the light and the vessel that receives the light.
Meaning every upper towards the lower one is called an emanator, as we say. Just like we say, bore, creator. Anyone who is upper towards the lower one, who begets it, and cares for it, is called bore, creator. Same thing with the emanator. It's the matzil. It's all relative. There's no absolute or some root, and he is towards everyone. Yes.
28. Origin of the neshama, the soul. The will to receive that was imprinted in the souls is what separates them and severs them off the upper light. Severs them off the upper light. That is because the disparity of form that separates in spirituality, the issue of the origin of the neshama refers to the transition between atzilut bria that we all explained and it's in its place. 28. The origin of the neshama. The will to receive that was imprinted in the souls that was separated them and severs them from one off the upper light. That is because the disparity of form separates in spirituality. The issue of the origin of the soul refers to the transition between Olam Atzilut and Bria.
Yes, well, it will be explained in its place. In short, the changes of form of the will to receive differentiate between them, and those changes are called the origin of the soul. Next.
29, below. The one lesser virtue is recorded as below.
According to the way we define that it is lesser, it raises, then that's according to how we say above, below.
30, unified. See the definition in the word unique. 31. Malchut of Ein Sof. It is the will to receive that is necessarily there.
Mm-hmm. Without the will to receive, without the Malchut, there's no one to talk about. Therefore, Malchut of Ein Sof is the foundation of all of Ein Sof, and therefore, that's who we talk about, and its correction, and we're included into it, and it's everything. Yes.
32, from above downward. Meaning, from Pchina Aleph to Daled, Pchina Daled that was left without light is regarded below all the other degrees. the frailer the will to receive, the higher one is considered to be. Therefore, Bchina Aleph is regarded as the highest of all.
That's clear, yes? Who? Moscow, please.
Rav, when we explain the four phases of direct light, we use drawings. And here, this whole part, there's definitions of time, space. Maybe we should also have some kind of drawings, because still there's like an image in a person's head and is usually corporeal.
I am not so interested in doing diagrams right now. You know how much I love them. But I'm not interested for several years. I'm not so interested. When we're entering the more internal change, I want it to be more inside of you. And by the picture, I seemingly will draw your attention from within, from the desires, intentions, thoughts, feelings. I will draw them to a piece of paper. I don't want that. I want you to dig inside, do inner pictures, search above, down, in definitions that are more or less in exaltedness, adhesion, connection, not according to the picture there where you connect some forms. I don't think that it's to our benefit to start drawing. I'm not preventing you from doing this. Please do it, whoever feels like in such a way he still needs it, such an explanation. And also when you're teaching in campuses, then please, yes, use your drawings. It's actually good. And that's very good for the perception of the beginners. But right now, we're not doing it. It's good that you asked. And you should understand my intention here. I want for everything to connect with the inner discernments. Above, down. It's not like in a diagram that we draw, but according to values. And that's how it is with everything. So, sometimes we will do a diagram here and there, but throughout the study of this, here and there. Also, Baal HaSulam did that, because it's hard to express with many words that which you can do, but nevertheless, you will have to move from the diagram to, which is external, to an internal emotional diagram. Yes. Who's the upper emanator that I of mine? How can I give it to him? To rise to him? Your emanator? Yes. I'll tell you simply, it's the group. That's who you need to adhere to. It is your upper, and it will always be your upper, always, until the end of correction. That's it. That's how you will return to the form of Adam HaRishon. It's not that I'm kind of like more bestowing, that's the group. When you incorporate in the group more, you will be like the group, and the group with you. And then it's not talking about you, but rather on the structure itself. In spirituality, there is no person. In spirituality, there's a result of man's bestowal, which is the group. Yes. Rav, when you explained about adhesion, you used the word, an external word. And when you explained about the two different discernments of equating their form, my question, why is it considered external, Rav? I don't know what you're talking about. We're not there anymore.
The two discernments that
equate their form. Why is that considered external in adhesion?
What's external? That it shouldn't
that
be internal?
Stage where it's external. Internal. Oh, I said that two objects, yes, that are in adhesion. Are they the same?
In somewhat, yes.
What do you mean something?
In their quality.
In their external form, each of them equalizes the other. In bestowal, therefore they're in adhesion. That's why they're equal. But they themselves are not equal according to nature. According to their matter, they're not equal.
And that's called external?
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Of when you said that not drawing and you should take it inside and search for it, it's not something that should be scary, kind of, that if I start...
What are you so afraid? What a scaredy cat. He can't see this on you. We start to study this from first part for you, and you're not respecting it. Well...
No, God forbid. What do you... That if I start drifting into all kinds of fantasies and...
You know, you still need a diagram. I understand you, but I'm talking about the totality of the group. I'm going with it in degrees and stages, and they're not yet allowed to be... They're already not allowed to be adhered to that diagram. They need these words... To accept in feeling.
No, I don't want the drawing. I'm saying, you said to search for it inside, to feel it inside. And
yeah, don't turn to me with that. Turn to the Creator with that. I can't give you feelings. It's only through the reforming light. I don't have light.
What is revealed inside from the reading, from the itkalelut, from demanding, that's okay, that's part of the process.
Okay,
continue. You understand? Here, you can ask the guys. What the mind doesn't do, time will do. The intellect won't do much. Time does everything. Yes.
He writes in the beginning of the questions, there's like a remark, forgetting the interpretation of a word is worse than erasing the word, that a foreign understanding will make the whole matter obscure. So get used to studying and memorizing these definitions.
Yes.
So what is this warning?
It means that we need to know these definitions as much as possible in the way that he writes them. Not just to remember them, but to understand them, to live, to give them vitality. As you're accepting them internally. Because only in such a way, now you're saying, Dvikut, it's clear to you what Dvikut is. Darkness, it's clear to you what darkness is. Where darkness is not that there's no light. Darkness is that... What's darkness? That your desires are not filled with what you want. That's called darkness, simply. So these are definitions from physics to feelings. In the feelings, in the will to receive, to the feelings, in the desire to bestow. We'll slowly move it to there. Yes.
So let's say this definition of darkness, that my desires are unfilled. Let's say I depict something I want, it's completely corporeal, and now I'm not fulfilled by it, so I call it darkness. Now I read something, darkness in the book. I'm also depicting a corporeal matter.
Okay, for the time being it's like that, but nevertheless, that's a leap already. You don't think that because there's no electricity that it's darkness. Meaning it's an inner darkness, emotional, from what? From that which I thought I'm going to enjoy something, and now I didn't get that candy. So I'm in a state that is darkness. What is darkness? A lack of fulfillment of in my will to receive. Did you hear that? What darkness is?
A lack of fulfillment in my will to receive.
Wonderful, already something. Now I'm rising to something else. If I change, my definition changes. So darkness, I will define. Let's say that I can't bestow to friends. I won't be able to bestow. I don't have the force or the desire or the ability, no matter what. That's already a different darkness. And that's how each time I will rise in this definition of darkness.
Beside that definition, should I understand that it's not a spiritual definition, that there's something even more precise?
Yes. Yes, that it all depends on the height of the Kli. In each and every degree and state, you will give all these definitions a different meaning.
So let's say when we read the story of Egypt and all those articles, and there's definitions of Moses and Pharaoh, so they're completely spiritual, that a person isn't in them yet.
Well, of course. What, if you talk to someone outside of our group, he'll tell you? Well, maybe Hasidics will, but never, usually they'll say to you, yeah, that was 3,000 years ago, there were our forefathers in Egypt. Who knows, maybe Moshe was there. That's how they'll say it. Are you thinking like that? No, that was also in Egypt. And it's also, we need to go through all these actions, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So in a little, in let's say, in the near come future, let's say another year or two, it could be before, it could be a little after, you'll say, there was no history, there was no geography or anything, but rather everything is inside the our general will to receive. That's how it's hanging down. You'll reveal it. It's not that you'll hear it from me and repeat it.
But for now, I have to think that Moses is the point in the heart and all of those explanations and...
Yes, that's already a state that we need to do, to describe, to depict, to search for it inside.
So just to finish this, when we explain this to the general public, these definitions, and tell them Egypt, so...
Don't confuse them, just the will to receive, the will to bestow, kind of like small things.
No, but when we say, and the king of Egypt died, so your desires are empty, you can't be fulfilled, and we feel like slaves, and...
Yes, okay.
But it's corporeal definitions, it's not what we're speaking about.
But they're already getting close to it, look.
I'm trying to understand what we can know according to his warning here.
Leave his cautioning here. Right now you have to discern the will to receive and how we rise above it. That's only that. Yes.
You talked about being flexible towards a friend. Can you elaborate on that? What do you mean that we have to be more flexible?
But he's giving you very narrow definitions. Look at what he says in line one. Light. Kli. Do you know what... go to all kinds of books of his and see how he wrote about that. Here he's giving you, like, for first part, for the beginner, just the foundations, so that you'll know where to step and where not, and here, like this, and right, left, above, down, you know, just like small little things. Just like you explain it to a child. You put him into all of these definitions. It's... every single thing is studied gradually. Don't look in this. Well, but if he says correctly, then he's right. If we get accustomed to these definitions and repeat them and keep them as much as possible. Not exactly with his words, but with our inner definitions of these concepts. Okay, guys, I don't have time for everyone. But we're already... Well, Shamir, okay.
Boketov Rav, my question is that you said that right now we are in a state where we need to put effort on internal connection. Now, generally, on internal state, I am always scrutinizing to be part of the collective soul, Adam Harishon. But also, at the same time, my internal state is the 10. So how do I collect
There's no difference. There's no difference between the ten and the soul and Adam Rishon. There is none. It's the structure, and only it exists. All the rest doesn't exist. All the rest is just like that. And then you can see that all of this accumulates into the ten. And what the ten feels, you'll reveal as the, being the creator. From the connection, you will start to discover the fulfillment of this feeling, and then you also see the reason for this feeling. Inside the feeling, also the cause, the inner point in it, which is the creator.
Every state of the friend in the ten, all the states. So that is my own internal qualities, which I need to scrutinize with in order to be part of the collective soul.
Again? No, I can't know the states of the friends. I'm not going to investigate them. I'm just concerned in how I'll be connected to them in order to bestow to them all the abundance in the on the way to our connection in order to bring a connection between us. That's it. I don't enter into their guts.
Going to the next part of the lesson, and we'll sing a song first.
בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג תמונת הבינה אלינו תשיב נרצה השפעה כמוך נגיב אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים עשה לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים